I'm a full-time coach. I've been coaching now for 5 years. It's obviously something that I'm very passionate about. I love the sport, always have done, always will. You know, when I stopped playing 5 years ago, my idea was always to go into coaching anyway. You know, so I've really enjoyed the coaching aspects, and I think play very similarly. You know, I put a lot of passion both into my coaching and my playing. And hopefully a lot of the players I'm working with at the minute will hopefully do well.
Any players that we should be watching out for that you've been coaching, sort of taking your words of wisdom?
Oh, many of them. Many of them. Zach Russ, Jonty Russ, obviously got to the quarterfinals today. There's a lad that we work with over at Horsham, PC. Things are looking bright for him. Zach Russ is also doing very well in Europe, as well as David King, who also played here yesterday. A lot of talent coming through, and obviously Lydia Powell, although she's not there anymore, she was obviously a player at Horsham PC and obviously playing a semi-final later.
Yeah, she's done really great, actually, 18 years of age, and yeah, semi-finals of the women's singles. What are her chances? You know, Nicola Serfontaine, you know, she'll be a difficult opponent for her.
Yeah, very difficult, but I think Lydia's just got to take confidence in the fact that, you know, she's in the semi-final. She's not expected to win that match. You know, all the pressure again will be on Nikki. I think Lydia's just got to go out, enjoy it, and see what happens. And hopefully, again, the crowd will get behind her and see how she gets on.
Have you seen a difference in sort of, as you're coaching, have you seen a difference in youngsters maybe coming in, a lot more interest now since the NBL's been introduced?
Yeah, a little bit. The school stuff. You know, obviously, it's great this publicised on Sky Sports. You know, certainly, the fact that people are able to watch it certainly helps. You know, obviously, I think it's obviously a perception of Bampton kind of just a local sports centre where you get, you know, people playing pitter-patter to each other. You know, so it's great for actually people to see what the game's all about. And hopefully, again, the NBL will help the sport grow. I think it deserves a chance for people to see it and see what it's all about.
And what's the next sort of competition or tournament for you now?
I'm off to Japan on Monday for a couple of weeks with Zach Russ, one of the players that I work with. He's been out there for a week already, so I'm just going to go out there, have a look at the culture and the different training environment, you know, speak to some coaches over there and help myself develop as a coach. I very much enjoy, obviously, learning myself. I feel if I keep improving, then my players will keep improving, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, obviously, after that, hopefully next NBL match in March and then the last one in April. Obviously, that's the main reason for me playing these tournaments, just to keep fit and keep my level up and things like that, and see how I get on.